Okay, so let me tell you guys a story. Oh, thank you, Cody. Let me tell you guys a story. So I was just in Discord, just shooting shit with my fellow friends, and I get I but okay. So I have people that come by here every 2 weeks, and what they do is they cut my grass. Now, the guy that cuts my grass now is fucking crazy. The amount of people that he knows is phenomenal. I mean, you could ask him about if he knows a way to hide a body, if he knows a way to find a good dentist, even though he has no teeth. He just knows a lot of people. Why he knows a lot of people, I don't know. I know he did time in jail for some shit, for selling some shit, and now he does landscaping. But what he does is you'll find these, even where you're from, you'll find people that they cut grass, but that doesn't make you an actual business. That just makes you a dude that cuts grass. And unless you know about the grass, just like you know about anything else, you're probably just gonna cut grass. So when he comes, he knows some stuff about this, he knows some stuff about weed, but he's the typical round the mill, the guy that comes around twice a week, once a week to cut your grass. Anyway, so you just got people that cut grass, and Joe's my guy. Thank you again, Jenna. And I've had people come here to remove the weeds because my guy Joe doesn't like to remove weeds. It's too full of too full of nuisance. It's a bit of a hassle to do it. So he just doesn't do it. He did it for a little bit, bought Roto-Rooter, whatever. So I end up calling this dude that came out to come to the weeds. His name was OCD Weed Removal. And he would get on his hands and knees, walk around with a little pan and rip out the weeds, which made my weeds look perfect, like they look good. Because he came by every week and ripped them up. So they never had a chance to actually grow. Well, come to find out that you don't actually rip up weeds. It's the wrong way to remove a weed because what happens is usually when you remove a weed, you're supposed to kill the root first and then rip it up from the root. You usually don't rip it up from the top. So anyway, long story short, the guy was supposed to come out, every 2 weeks to cut the grass, every week to do the weed, and I ended up firing my lawn guy. The guy comes out once and cuts the grass, does this really creative design. I mean, like snakes and UFOs and shit by shapes. It was fantastic. Like he was good at what he did. His name, OCD, was quite literally what he had, which was nice because when you hire somebody like that, you know that the work is going to be good and it's going to be very meticulous and attentive to detail. So we get to talking one day, and he's like, for some reason, always fascinates people the size of my house. It's not because my house is massive. It's just because a lot of the houses in this area are typical ranch style houses. They're one floor. They all kind of look the same. Then when you get to this cul-de-sac, they look more luxurious, right? So they always get to talk to me like, oh, how did you get the house? Or how much was the house? Like you feel kind of good because it's like old school me when people are like, oh my God, it's Jay Hayes. Like, what? Can I get a picture? A signature? What? You want to touch my boobs? Sign my titties. Lick my nipples. Just do something. So it's kind of like that. So anyway, the guy's talking to me. This is the OCD guy. And I knew something was aloof. I knew something was aloof because, well, the first time he's talking to me, he's asking me about what I want to do, what I've done to get to where I'm at. And I was like, I suck a lot of ass. That's how I got to where I'm at. I'm just a lot of ass sucking. My mouth tastes like shit all the time. That's why I have an ongoing appointment with the dentist. But he's like, oh, that's what I want to do. And see, this is where I started raising my eyebrows. He's like, yeah, I want to get my real estate license. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I was like, well, what about landscaping? I was like, what about that? Because that's what you're here to do. He's like, yeah, that's a side gig for now. But when I get bigger doing this and doing real estate and stuff, I want to stop doing this. I was like, then what am I going to do for a landscaping guy if I hire you right now? Like, why would I hire you if there's no long-term commitment? He's like, yeah, no. No matter what, I'll have somebody come by and do it. I was like, no, I don't want just somebody to come by and do it. Now I got to reach out to the dude that I just fucking fired because now you just got your real estate license. No one is going to hire you though with that haircut. So anyway, I was just like, all right, that's nice. And the more I was like, I saw him, I wouldn't say the less he gave a shit. It was just the more unpunctual he became. Just, I'll be out there between 8 and 9. He'd show up at 2 p.m. That's not the time that we agreed upon, right? Because I'm usually streaming. between these times, so you got to make sure you're not there. Anyway, excuse me, fast forward. So it goes on about 2 weeks. I'm like, look, man, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done. I actually made a mistake. He was supposed to fucking come out the next day, but I did improper math. And I was like, you're supposed to come out today? He was like, you told me to come out every 2 weeks. It's not every 2 weeks. That's 13 days. Well, fuck you, man. It is every 2 weeks. No, it's not. Every 2 weeks is 14 days. No, it ain't. You don't know what you're talking about. You came out Thursday. You should be out on Thursday. Yes, that's 14 days. Fuck you, bro. Your work sucks. I'm going to write you a 1-star. You know how it is. When you get mad at somebody, you automatically go back to that 5-star review. They pissed you off, so you go delete the shit. Then you write some shit about the last thing, not giving a shit about the other thing that happened. You're like, this guy fucking sucks, man. He knows how to pull some weed and cut grass. He don't know fucking punctuality. That was me. And I immediately regretted it because I felt kind of bad because he responded to my new comment. So I deleted it and I just left no comment at all. Yeah, I was that guy. I was that guy. We all have problems, okay? So whatever. I deleted it. Fast forward. Now I got fucking weeds, bro. My shit looks like I'm in the middle of the Serengeti and it doesn't know where to stop growing. Like, it's either Tarzan is going to start flying through my fucking yard soon, or I got to go out there with an axe to get rid of this weeds. So I'm like, you know what? I just go buy some Roto-Rooter. This shit can't be that hard. So I go around spraying shit. So the one thing was like $50, yeah? Yo, I went through the whole jug. And I didn't even do 50% of the job. Like, it looked good. It looked like somebody took a hose and just doused all the rocks. Clearly, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing with weed eating. I'm like, this is no big deal. I just spray where it's green. And me being colorblind, camouflage don't work for me. I see the green. Like, I can see a dot of green on gray. That's easy mode. Boop, 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 boop. And I'm hitting that shit like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Terminator. Just, there's not a target that I'm missing. I am everywhere. I am having a good fucking time, right? I come back 3 days later. I'm expecting all this shit to be dead. I go outside and it's all still there. I'm like, what is happening? Right? I can't call a dude back because I left a 5-star, then a 1-star. I told him to go fuck himself. That's gone. Can't get Joe back. I told Joe that I was on crack and I didn't have the money anymore. So what the fuck? I guess I'm doing this shit myself. Try to fire up a lawnmower. Shit hasn't been fired up in 2 years. The carburetor's all jammed up. There's no fuel injection ports. The battery's fucking dead. There's a rat living in the seat. So I don't want to bother the rat, right? I got to figure out something else. Like, something's got to fucking happen. And it's got to happen ASAP Rocky. Because this shit is crazy. Like, there's fucking weeds everywhere. So I'm like, God, shit. So I go the next day or 2 days later and I start pulling the fucking weeds up. They're still green. But Bree's like, nah, that's just dead, bro. Don't worry about that. It's not fucking dead. It's still growing. So I walk around with the dude that comes today. Well, let me fast forward. Skip that shit. Fine. Got all these fucking weeds. It's been like a month and a half. I literally have a lawn growing in my rock garden. It's not even a rock garden anymore. It's just a fucking garden. Like, there's flowers growing in it. There's grass. There's different types of weeds. There's a fucking new palm tree growing in it. Like, it's just, it's so out of control. It's like an unkept afro. Like, you don't want to touch it, but you want to let it go to see what it could become. That's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, let's not kill it. It might actually turn beautiful. So I walk around. I go on a Facebook group. I'm like, yo, what do I got to do to get somebody to kill these fucking weeds in my yard? And everybody's like, call this guy. Call this guy. First off, let me say this. You can't make the name of your company this. Okay, so all these people are responding. Contact Chris. Contact Isaac. Something Supreme Lawn Care. So there's a fucking company. Yo, I am not joking right now. All jokes aside, there's a name of a company. When I saw this, I said, ain't no fucking way I'm calling that number. So the name of this business, get ready for this. You tell me, I'm going to type it inside the chat. Hold on, get ready for it. This is the name of the company. Now, wait for it. Tell me when that catches up. Give me an H1. Bree, give me an H1 when that catches up to that. Because I want it to be timed correctly. Should be timed. 5, 4, 3, 2. That's the name of the company. Now, I said, I'm not going to call that fucking company. So I called every number and responded to every person but that guy. Because I said, there ain't no fucking way I'm calling that. Because I know the person that runs that is ghetto as shit. He doesn't have to be black. He can be Hispanic. He can be white. Doesn't matter. He's fucking ghetto. Like, you don't. And I started saying it to myself in my head when I was reading it. I was like, no for your money. Like, are you trying to be ghetto? Because I would not hire you with that name. Like, there's something about a business names that bother me. Like, when they were doing vape juice, they had unicorn piss and unicorn vomit. Like, yeah, that's what I want to fucking vape, is some shit that looks like it's coming from a cartoon, My Little Pony on acid. So I don't want that. So I'm looking at it. Sure enough, I go on there. Guess what color all those people are that run that fucking business? Just take a guess. I guarantee you that you're going to be right the first time you guess. Mo for your money. I want to keep the trees in my yard. I don't want you to steal them. So, no, I'm not going to give you any of my money or any of my fucking trees. Right. Anyway, moving forward. So, I didn't fucking hire that person. I go through the other people, and yeah, you all got it. So, you keep your fucking business and your money. I don't want your grass in my shit. I feel like it's stolen. Stolen grass clippings. Get the fuck out of here. So, anyway, I saw there was this one guy, this is a little nice little business card. I mean, like, he went the extra mile and scanned the business card and made it into a picture. And I was like, if you could take the effort into making a business card an actual image and trimming it and pizzazzing it up a little bit, that's a lost thing. Nobody does that anymore. And the only people that do that are people that are just fresh getting in the business trying to make fucking money. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be nice. I call it, and it's like, it is the most high-tech voicemail I've ever heard. You know, Google Voice, you've reached a Google Voice. I can't do the thing, but you've reached a Google Voice number. Please leave a message. Oh, this has not been set up yet. And then that's the end of it. Nah, not this one. Nope. This one was like, well, thank you for calling. That's the robot, by the way. Our current hours are, and leave a message, press 1 to be connected to. I said, oh shit, this shit is official as fuck. Come to find out, it's a guy just in a fucking shed that just paid $145 a month for a nice voicemail, which was nice. You got me. You had me at hello when that robot picked up. It wasn't like the corny shit, like where you press 1 to be connected to the service and billing. Connect. Press 2 for credit card department. Press 3 for fraud department. By the time you get done, it's like press 86. Or would you like to repeat the whole menu by pressing pound? Did you miss the last thing? It wasn't like that. It was just click a number. I click it, and then it's like, boom, I left a voicemail. I respond on the Facebook. That one guy, Mo for Yo Money, was like, why didn't you respond to my shit? You responded. He didn't say that. Why didn't you respond to my comment? You respond to everybody else. You know what I said? It's the name of your business, bro. It's the name of your business. And then, like, I go, who? What? What? So many questions. What landscaper's got a fucking TikTok, bro? Like, who? And then stop playing hood trap rap while you're cutting a fucking palm tree down. It doesn't match. Like, it's not that it doesn't. You're not going to. What customers are you trying to attract? Like, what is your market? Like, what are you looking for? Like, stop doing the crypt dance while planting St. Augustine. It's a new market. I'll give you that. It is untapped. Yes. But that doesn't mean it's going to be a good market. You know, you got 6 followers. Nobody gives a fuck, bro. Like, no, sorry. I'm just not going to call you. You know, and I told him, it's the name. I don't want somebody walking around my shit with rap music playing while you cutting down my grass and breakdancing on my RS5. It's just not going to happen. I feel unsafe. I feel like my lawn's going to be unkept, and I just don't want it. So this guy with that sexy voicemail calls me back, comes by. He's like, hey, man, what's up, dude? It's Chase. Hey, I'm Jay. So we get to talking, you know, walking around the yard and shit, and I'm showing him all the different patches. He's like, yeah, I see this. And I told him that my last landscaper is like, I said, you know, I got some Kentucky bluegrass growing. He's like, you don't have no Kentucky bluegrass. What do you mean I ain't got no Kentucky bluegrass? Yeah, there's no way you got Kentucky bluegrass. Kentucky bluegrass doesn't grow in Florida. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you got Soho, Bajé, Vazé, Maradeba. And none of those were Kentucky bluegrass. He's like, whoever told you that you got Kentucky bluegrass growing here is, they don't know what it's talking about. You don't have the climate for it. It's too hot. It would die. So I start showing him things in my yard and shit, different weeds, trying to check his knowledge. He's like, that's not a weed. That's a sassafras duplar. Oh, and that's not a weed? No, it's a tree. It's a weed now. It's not a weed. It looks like a weed, but it's not a weed. It's a tree. Oh. I said, well, why does it keep growing? He was like, well, see this big-ass maple tree right here? I was like, yeah. He's like, that's all them babies right there. I said, I knew it was a fucking tree. I told my last guy, it's like, there ain't no tree. It's poison sumac. You know, fucking poison sumac, bro. So anyway, he's like, nah, that's just baby trees. He's like, and you know what he's doing? He's just cutting the grass, right? So when he cuts the grass, he cuts the tree. What happens when you cut a tree? It just grows back. He's like, so you do that same tree that I bet you took a picture from 6 months ago. You look at the picture now. It's the same fucking tree. It's just, all he's doing is just trimming the tree. And then it's just going to grow back. So I got to pull the tree up. Oh. It's like, yeah, that's not weeds. So you don't have Kentucky bluegrass. You don't got weeds. I do got weeds, but those are not specific. Like, it looks like a little tiny tree, like a sapling. But he's like, that's not what that is. Every person you got coming here telling you this has no idea. So I take him in the backyard and I'm showing him my river rocks and shit. I'm trying to be impressed with a little bit of weed killing that I did. And he was like, you know, you didn't even kill any weeds. I didn't. He's like, you just killed the leaves of the weeds. Damn. He's like, yeah, that's not good. Ah. I felt about this big by the time he was done. But I wasn't too upset. And I specifically wasn't upset with him because he was keeping it real. You know, he said, look, you suck at this job. Pay me and I'll do it. He was a good salesman. Actually, he didn't have to sell shit. All right, when he told me that Kentucky wasn't even a grass grown in Florida, you already got the job. We're done here. And then he was like, that's not weeds, that's trees. So by the time we get to the back of that, I felt like the more further we got in my backyard, the more my soul went away from my body. Because every step we took, he was like, that sucks. Who killed that weed? I did. No, you didn't. What about that one? You know I'm going to fucking answer the question. I did. No, you didn't. Okay, so I just started throwing curveballs at him. I was like, and I was trying to get him away from the rocks and look at the trees. I was like, well, take a look at these bushes right here. He's like, those aren't fucking bushes. What are those? He's like, those are also trees. Bro, what's a fucking bush? Like, clearly I have no idea what big bushes are. Like, you just point that shit. And he wasn't snarky about it. He was just hitting me with knowledge. And I loved it. So I was like, if that's not a bush, what's that? He's like, that's not a tree either. That's a weed, you motherfucker. If it ain't a bush, it ain't a tree, it's a weed. No, then you got grass. Okay. Tell me the differences between the four. I know you got time. I pay for your time. Just help educate me so I don't have to look it up. Because you apparently know much more about landscaping than any person I've ever talked to or I've ever looked up. And he was like, okay. So those things that you got going around, he said are something tree. Saginarian tree? Saggy tit tree? I don't know. Some type of tree. And he was like, but that's not a bush. He's like, if you just grew that by itself, it would look just like that maple tree. I said, for real? He's like, yeah, but your guy that cuts this doesn't know how to cut it. So he starts pulling out all the little stems of the tree. And he's like, you see how you cut this here? Cut this right here? That's wrong. I said, why is it wrong? He goes, well, you got to cut it right there. I said, oh, like a fruit tree. He's like, yeah. He goes, but the person that does your hedge trimming just takes a big ass trimmer and just goes like this, doesn't he? He goes, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. That's how you do cheap hedges. You want your stuff to be full and luxurious. So yeah, I want it to be like a wall. He's like, all right, if you want to look like a wall, that's what we got to do. But it's just not cut right, and you're going to get all diseases, and everything's going to die. I was like, okay. So I'm talking to this guy for like an hour, and I am getting so much knowledge. I feel like I could tell you all about bushes. So I said to him, I said, I got this canary date palm. I told them the story about the three dudes that were driving around that were stealing fucking trees and selling them to people. I didn't even know that was a felony. Found out today it was. So I get to talking to him about the canary date palm, and I was like, you know, that tree's really green and this one's really yellow. It's like, yeah, you know, it's just missing this mineral. And I was like, oh, okay. So this guy does it on the side, right? Like, this is a side job for him. And he works for the township, but he did a side job doing landscaping. Of course, he wants to do it full time. So we get to talking, and he's like, you know, the problem is with the canary date palms is that you grow ferns, right? So, how long are we into this? 22 minutes, we're fine. So there are, first off, palm trees are not really trees, okay? They're just not. I understand that tree is in the name. I think I've told you guys it before. Palm trees are plants. They're just oversized plants. You never got a desk that was made from palm wood. You might have palm oil, but you're, Or palm olive. Pomade. Does pomade come from palm trees? Interesting if it does. Or like a date palm. It has to if it has palm in the name, right? It doesn't come from human palms. So, pomade. I feel like that's lemonade made with palm blood. Palm juice blood. Moving forward. So, I'm like, you know, I got this tree. And I'm telling him, he's like, well, you know, the first problem is that tree is it has a canary fern on it. I said, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, inside of each one of those, there's plating, okay? It's like a turtle shell. Palm trees grow armor on it to protect the heart, which really isn't protected by the armor anyway because it's in the center of the tree at the top. You really want to kill a bunch of palm trees, you just take rubbing alcohol and salt and you pour it down the heart and you'll kill the fucking tree and the whole thing will die. Anyway, that's just if you have somebody that you don't like. Don't do it to my house, though, because I got cameras everywhere. And I will record you and put you on the internet. But, so he's looking at it, he's like, well, you know what the problem is? You got all this dirt that is in between the plating. He goes, when they take these trees and they rip them out of the ground, where they're natively from, that's what happens. And what happens is because it's so hot, Canary Islands, which is where that's from, they typically don't get to grow because they don't get enough of saturation. The tree steals it away, steals all the nutrients. He goes, but because you water your lawn, you're in Florida, the trees are going to grow out of it. He goes, if you let that grow long enough, you'll have another palm tree growing out of your palm tree. What? Yeah, because there's dirt in there. And the fern collects dirt and dust and makes more dirt. Oh. So we got to rip out the ferns. Oh. Your previous landscaper didn't know that. Mm-mm. He hit it with a power washer. He what? He pressure washed your tree. Yes. You don't pressure wash trees. Why not? Because they're not dirty. What? Of course they're dirty. They're outside. No, no. That's natural. So you don't hit it with the power washer? He got all the dirt out. Yep. So now you do that. Oh. He goes, did you have a lot of bugs? Yep. That's why. Because you got rid of the dirt. What? Yeah, the wasps and the beetles, they come when there's no dirt. So you actually cleaning out the dirt to get rid of the ferns gave you a whole nother set of problems. I did have some termites and shit. That's it. You needed that dirt. Termites don't eat dirt. They wood. I thought a palm tree is not wood. It's not. Neither is the armor, but that's what they eat. So it is wood. No, it's not. Okay. So don't pressure wash my trees. Do you pressure wash, by the way? Yep. But not trees. How about my pole patio? Mm-mm, too big. What do you pressure wash? Doorways? Why would you pressure wash someone's doorway? You'd get my floor wet, wouldn't you? Yep. But it's clean. So's my tree.